acoustic bonus songs, and the vinyl version, a Swift poster. Those will be exclusive to Target at the end of November. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hong Kong's oldest zoo is looking for answers after 9 monkeys die in 2 days, including 3 members of a critically endangered species. Part of the zoo has been sealed off and disinfected, and experts have been called in to conduct necropsies and toxicological tests. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some lingering clouds with a stray shower or 2 this evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky tonight. Freeze warning issued for areas of frost. Lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow. A high in the mid-50s. And sunny and low 60s Thursday. It's 42 right now.
What time it was? Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Please. Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
About time. you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so fine.
Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
We can't go on. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Give me
always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Of happy same. My head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight with me. She'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Love's temptation eyes looking through my mind. Oh, the temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight.
tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 21 days until Election Day, and early voting has started in battleground strong Georgia, where turnout has been strong and a judge is temporarily put on hold, ballot counting by hand after close of voting. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
With lines stretched outside of polling stations.
So I was just excited to be able to vote early.
There was plenty on Georgia voters' minds, especially for Michael Carver, who voted for former President Donald Trump, and John Cater, who went with Vice President Kamala Harris.
You know, she's obviously a lot more stable.
Do you think she was productive
while she was in for 4 years? Do you think she was, I mean, she was the border czar. Was she productive? As productive as the vice president can be.
After discussing his economic policy in Chicago, former President Donald Trump tells supporters at a rally in Atlanta.
3 weeks from tonight, the people of Georgia are going to end Kamala Harris's reign of failure.
Vice President Harris in Detroit appears on the Breakfast Club radio show and tells host Charlemagne the God.
His chief of staff, two secretaries of defense, his national security advisor, and his former vice president have all said he is dangerous and unfit to serve.
In the wake of two hurricanes, CBS's Scott McFarland with an announcement from a government agency.
The U.S. Small Business Administration, which offers loans for disaster victims like homeowners and businesses with damaged property, has announced they can no longer issue some new loans because the funds have run dry. They've been warning for days they were running out of money in this fund and urged Congress to get back to Washington to approve new money. But congressional leaders have said this will likely have to wait until after the election.
A Boar's Head recall triggers a USDA internal probe into the agency's handling of a deadly listeria outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's internal watchdog has opened an investigation into the agency's handling of violations at a Boar's Head plant that led to a multi-state listeria outbreak. That from Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Year after year, the United States Department of Agriculture found serious violations at that plant and did virtually nothing.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you miss the northern lights, you have another chance. Scientists expect more solar storms to produce auroras in unusual places as the sun continues to sizzle. They expect this high solar activity to last for at least another year, though they don't know exactly when solar activity will peak. The Super Bowl will return to Atlanta in 2028 at the home of the Falcons, following a vote of approval by NFL team owners today. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, like, maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Research finds 1 in 4 adults in the U.S. suspect they have ADHD, but haven't been diagnosed with it, in part because some say they haven't told their doctor about their concerns. CBS's Christopher Cruz on a new study.
Researchers at The Ohio State University surveyed about 1,000 adults in August. They found that of those who suspected they have ADHD, only 13% have shared that suspicion with their doctor. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News.
You might not be finishing projects, you might have difficulty with organizational skills, time management, maybe you're super fidgety, you interrupt other people, you're not waiting your turn.
Dr. Gounder says people with ADHD are often stigmatized as someone with character flaws, when in fact they have a medical condition. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The New York Jets acquire wide receiver Devontae Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders, reuniting him with Aaron Rodgers. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Freeze warning in effect overnight, especially for the rural and low-lying areas where temperatures will drop into the 20s. Elsewhere, looking at partly cloudy skies, low to mid-30s, and gusty winds. Wednesday, sunny and mid-50s. It's 42 at our studios.
WRJN. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.